He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He most certainly is. Tonight. Good morning, it's Brent Lux filling in on the Evan Bray Show on this Christmas Eve Wednesday. Hope everything's come together nicely for your Christmas plans here, whether you're staying at home or doing some traveling. Be safe out there. What we're doing right now is opening up the phones. You've got a Christmas message, a Christmas greeting, something you're happy about, something you're not happy about. We'd just love to hear your voice on the radio. Give us a call at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Also, over on the Brent Lauk show page, which you'll find on Facebook, and I think I've got it linked to the Evan Bray show page as well. I want you to post a picture of your Christmas tree. We've already got a bunch of them up there. That's so nice to see. My wife and I have this ongoing debate every year. Real tree, artificial tree. She always wins with the real tree. Again, you can look at the photos, post your Christmas tree photo. Brent Lauk show page on Facebook, Evan Bray show page on Facebook, and on the phone this morning at 1-877-332-8255. Hello, Shane.
Hey, Brent. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. I'm happy. I feel bad for Evan because I know he's really quite sick these days with the flu and such, but I'm really quite happy to be back in the chair and getting to talk to the fine folks of Saskatchewan like yourself. What's up for you this Christmas season?
Well, it's really good so far.
Good.
I remember you at Christmas time back in 1989, back in the days of the morning show, because at that time I was going to school at Howard Gould School at that time, and every time I'd be on that bus on the way to school every morning, there you were on the morning show.
Doing
your morning show, and I'll never forget those good old days of old, man.
Yeah, absolutely,
and
right.
I really enjoyed listening to you every morning, but it's sad that you're not there now, but I'm glad you're still on the radio. But at the time, you know, I was living over at Snowberry Downs in Saskatoon, which is, I believe, now called Van Tennis.
Yes.
My grandmother and I had lived there back in 1989 because I had to go to school over there for a while, and I really enjoy listening to you from wherever I was, and my memorable Christmas moment was, and I know I can sing too. Come on, get up and start your day. Come on, get up and start your day. Listen while you work, there is so much to do. With Brent Penny, wake up, Saskatoon. Good morning, get up, 65 CKOM. That's for you, Benny.
Oh, man, job well done, Shane. That brings back some lovely memories for me as well.
But, Brent, I still miss you, Brent. And every time my grandmother and I would be eating our cornflakes every morning at that time, there you were the moment we turned you on.
You made my day, Shane. Thanks so much. Merry Christmas to you, and thanks so much for calling at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Yes, we do have just a couple of more minutes of Evan's conversation with Premier Scott Moe, so we'll take a listen to that and anticipate your calls or your texts at 1-877-332-8255.
Recently, I did a bit of a political panel. I had Doug Richardson, who's a longtime Liberal supporter, and John Gormley, who's of course, got ties federally to the Conservatives, on with a bit of a reflection on what we've seen happen since the federal election. At the end of it, I asked both of them to grade the Prime Minister. Doug gave Prime Minister Mark Carney an A. John Gormley said, I give him a C. I hope he can get to a B. I fear he goes to an F. If you were grading the Prime Minister, what would you give in the first few months of his term?
Let's say I'll go a B. So I'll be right in the middle, and not that I'm crossing the floor or anything like that. That's a dangerous conversation to get into.
These days, it's a very hot topic, yes.
But I would. You know, listen, The collaboration with the provinces is appreciated, and I think it's most evident in the MOU that was signed with Alberta. There's challenges, I think, on both sides of that MOU. Prime Minister had a guy leave cabinet over it, which was fine by me and most. However, there's no doubt there's challenges on both sides of that conversation. But the fact that we have a province and a national government that are trying to move forward on places where they can agree is a lot more collaboration than we ever saw under the previous guy, he who should not be named. The second piece I would say is the commitment that the Prime Minister is making to elevate Canada's credibility in the international sphere, in the international stage. Again, that was an effort that was not a priority of the former Prime Minister. It is of this Prime Minister, and we feel it's incredibly important for us to be at these negotiating tables to open up those free and fair market access challenges that would need to be addressed right now. So I would say in the middle of B, I am concerned there is upside potential and downside potential, and I would maybe share a little bit of John's concern on the potential for downside slide there, but right now I'll say a B.
Premier, this has been a good chat. Thank you for giving us some time, and looking forward to hopefully a bit of a downtime for you and your family, and all the best. Look forward to connecting in early 26.
Hey, Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year to you, Evan, and most importantly to each and every one of your listeners across the province.
Thanks so much for that, Premier Scott Moe. Good morning, Brent Laux filling in. This is the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. There you go. Saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus. Morning, it's Brent Laux filling in. Evan Bray Show on this Christmas Eve off of our text line, 1-877-332-8255. Cameron says, I'm hitting the road, heading to Radville to see my dad in the care home there, and then coming back to Regina to spend Christmas with my family. He says, I'm surprisingly organized and on schedule, which actually worries me. As they say, people make plans and God laughs. Well, safe travels, Cameron. Hope you have a nice visit with your dad, and hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And thank you for being a listener of the Evan Bray Show. 1-877-332-8255. You got a greeting. You got something on your mind you want to share with us today. Share with the world. 1-877-332-8255. Text or call, whatever you like. I'm here all morning off of our text line. Here's another one. This is from Sharon in Saskatoon. Simply says, Merry Christmas. Brent and Penny, always a joy to hear you on the radio. All the best in 2026. Well, I feel bad for Evan being as sick as he is. He's had a tough week here. But I do have to say I've really enjoyed my time filling in, and I appreciate Evan's listeners tolerating me. 1-877-332-8255. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. This is from John. Oh my gosh, his picture here. So John says, hailing from White City, Mesa, and then Vienna. Wow. You're getting around, John. Safe travels. Thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. Once again, 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Coming up here after 10 o'clock, we've got an interview with Stephen Huszar. He is an actor and a movie producer from Saskatoon, and he's back in this part of the world for the Christmas season. He actually is the star of one of the newest Hallmark Christmas shows. I'm sorry, I just can't watch the Hallmark Christmas shows. How many of these they pump out, eh, over the time? Like, I think Hallmark's got its own channel now, doesn't it? Anyway, it's an interesting interview. Evan sat down with Stephen Huszar, actor and producer. And I was just looking at the website. I have to say, he's a very handsome man. We'll have that for you coming up after 10 o'clock this morning. Also on the way this morning, 11 o'clock brings you Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Get your brain in gear and get ready to call in after 11. You could show the world just how smart you are, and you could win a prize as well. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener brought to you by Little Town Apparel. We've got a slightly shortened show today on Evan Bray. We'll wrap things up at 12 noon, and our Christmas programming begins at that time. My final guest this morning will be at 11:30 when we check in with Samantha Beacott, president of the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation. Thought it'd be a good opportunity to see how teachers are feeling after a bit of turmoil this past year, getting a contract agreement and what some of the issues are that they're still dealing with looking ahead to 2026. That's coming up at 11:30 here. 1-877-332-8255. Jack, thank you very much. He says, good morning, Brent. Great to hear you on air. Appreciate that. 1-877-332-8255. Dave in Moose Jaw, hope you have a good Christmas, Dave. He says, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year as well. Myrna says, speedy recovery. Evan, love having you fill in. Brent, thank you. Thank you for not totally retiring. You know, that's a good thing that Myrna points out there. I left the CKOM morning show, gosh, what's it been now, 3 years. But I want to thank Rolco Radio for giving me the opportunity to still be part of this wonderful industry and be part of this wonderful company and be part of being on the radio, because it's all I've known since I was 18 years of age, and I do appreciate it, and I'm very grateful for the long career I've had, so much of it, the majority of it, with Rolco Radio. Dylan, Merry Christmas treat this year, was hearing you on the radio. Oh, stop, you're making me blush. Thanks, and hope you and your family have an amazing Christmas and Happy New Year. 1-877-332-8255. Phil in Prince Albert, good to hear your voice on the radio, especially on Christmas Eve. Well, thank you for that, Phil, and all the best to you and your family as well. Have a good Christmas. So, you know, we like to think Christmas, it's all positive and full of cheer and brightness and hope. But sadly, you know, some families, of course, are dealing with pain and loss these days. And certainly over the past week here, my gosh, the loss of the 12-year-old boy on the Ojibwe First Nation east of Regina. In Regina, the just horrible, horrible story of this family having to deal with the loss of their 11-year-old son from carbon monoxide poisoning. I can't imagine the pain and suffering and loss that these families are feeling. By the way, speaking of the Regina family and the loss of their 11-year-old, a friend of theirs has set up a GoFundMe page. I've got the link on that if you're so inclined to make a donation to help that family on the Brent Lauk Show page on Facebook. I think they're hoping to raise about $30,000, and they're well on their way to that that mark as well. And also some loss that I was saddened to see here this week. Major Judy Regamy with the Salvation Army in Saskatoon. And so many people knew Judy for her amazing work in our community. And from my position on the radio, we worked with Judy so many times over the years with our different Christmas campaigns for our radio stations. I was just really saddened and shocked to see that she had passed this week. Again, condolences to her family and everybody at the Salvation Army that had the opportunity to work with Judy over the years. 25 minutes after 9 o'clock, what else have we got going on? Of course, you know, the world keeps moving, right? I found it interesting, just the different world we're living in Canada with Mark Carney as our prime minister. I don't recall past prime ministers doing this. I think it's a good sign, is it not? Our prime minister putting out a Christmas message to the Canadian military.
For most of us, the holiday season is a time to rest, to reflect, and to reconnect with the people that we love the most. But thousands of you are serving in the Canadian Armed Forces, and for you, this time of year is different. You're spending this holiday away from home, standing on guard to protect our sovereignty, our freedoms, and those of our allies. This season reminds us that there can be hope amid despair, that light follows darkness. For so many people around the world in crisis, you have been that light. You've risked your lives to save others. You are the reason the maple leaf remains a symbol of hope and help around the world. Our sovereignty and our security are not guaranteed. They're defended by you every single day. And in a more dangerous and divided world, we are ever more grateful for your service, your sacrifice. So on behalf of all Canadians, thank you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Our Prime Minister, Mark Carney, with a message to the Canadian military on this Christmas Eve. Brent Laux with you on the Evan Bray Show. Hey, you know, something else we could keep in mind on a day like today. I know there's people out there that will wake up this morning and are out and about, or they're still working and they're saying, oh my gosh, I need that last minute Christmas gift. And I heard a reference on one of our newscasts that made me think, boy, that'd be something to consider as a gift. A CAA membership. I'll tell you, I got a CAA membership a number of years ago, and it has been an absolute lifesaver. Of course, I lived out in the country for a number of years, and the times that I had either a flat tire or stuck in the ditch, and I was able to call, roadside assistance, and it's really not a bad price at all. So that might be something to consider to put in someone's stocking, maybe a parent for a child who's going to be doing some road traveling in the coming year ahead, CAA membership. I saw my wife beat me to this one. She went and bought electric gloves this week. She was just telling me how this winter, walking our dog and that, for whatever reason, she was just saying her hands just seemed to get super cold, and the gloves and mitts she had just weren't doing the trick. So she found electric gloves, and they're kind of cool. They got a rechargeable battery in them. You plug them in, and if you got a last-minute gift suggestion maybe to help people that are in that mode right now, you could let me know at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Something I've got for you coming up here after 9:30 as well. This was an interview that I did a few days ago, and I had such a great response to it. People commenting on the conversation I had with Dr. Howard Chertko. He's originally from Saskatchewan, born and raised in Saskatoon, but he's been working for years in Toronto, and he works with people dealing with cognitive decline. And the conversation I had with Dr. Chertko was him just simply saying families are going to be getting together in these days right now as we head into Christmas. And he said, if you haven't seen a loved one for a while, you may notice a change occurred in them since the last time you saw them. Maybe their memory isn't so good. Maybe they're having some cognitive issues. What do you do about that? So I'm going to play that for you, Dr. Howard Chertko, in our conversation about cognitive decline and things to look for when you're getting together with loved ones over the Christmas season. Pretty good morning out there across Saskatchewan. Cloudy for the most part. A little bit of light snow expected for Saskatoon today and tomorrow. Temperatures still staying a few degrees below normal, though. Cloudy in Regina today. Some light snow expected in Regina Christmas Day. But looking at the forecast ahead, yeah, cold temperatures. Not bitter, bitter cold, but still temperatures for Saskatchewan tending to be below normal for the coming days. Early on into next week, we could see temperatures getting closer to a more normal range. Normal daytime highs this time of year run around -9, -10 degrees. You're listening to the Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux filling in one more time on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
You know, that's one good thing about all these great Christmas movies that have been around for years now. You also get the soundtrack that comes along with them, and I suspect a lot of people maybe haven't even heard that Bing Crosby song until they watched Christmas Vacation. You remember the scene, Chevy Chase in his kitchen, in his house coat, and he's looking out the window, dreaming of what his pool would look like when he gets the bonus from the boss. And in his imaging, his imagination, he's looking at the pool and seeing the beautiful young saleswoman from the lingerie department. And that was the song that was playing, I do believe, at the time. It's a good movie. Huh? I have yet to watch it this Christmas season. So far, the only Christmas show we've watched is Home Alone. That was Penny's favorite, not mine. My favorite is the BB gun one, you know, the Christmas Story. But Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase, got to watch that one as well. And then some of the old classics. As you're getting together with family, I thought this was such a good topic. Dr. Howard Chertko in Toronto, but originally from Saskatoon. He told me that he grew up in Saskatoon, went to Evan Hardy Collegiate, and his career has been dealing with cognitive studies, cognitive decline. And he said this is a good time of year for people, as you're getting together with family members that you haven't seen for a while, just kind of keep an eye. Have there been some changes since the last you've seen them? What would they be looking for?
Well, what people notice is change. For example, you know, a grandparent, last Christmas, They were putting on the dinner. They remembered everyone's names. They were engaged and with it. And now the families know it as well. Grandmother is mixing up our names. She forgot she gave us presents yesterday. She couldn't put together the meal. She's forgetting conversations we had yesterday. And these can be worrisome signs in an older person. Now, you've got to realize, at the holidays, people may not be at their best. Maybe they've traveled, they didn't get their sleep, they're in a different place, they took a sleeping pill last night, and lack of sleep, travel, medications, those can make people impaired compared with what they usually are. But you look for, when you notice major changes, change is what you're looking for, change is the worrisome. There are people who have a bad memory their whole life, and that's fine. But if someone was really functional and had a good memory a few months ago and now they don't, that is cause for concern.
So family members perhaps notice a change. What do they do with it? I think most families would probably have a conversation amongst themselves saying, gee, did you notice this about grandpa, or did you notice this about mom or dad? But what do they do with that information?
The key thing is getting the person to a doctor to be assessed. And you have to realize that the family may be more aware of what's going on than the person who has a memory loss, because loss of insight, people lose their ability to judge how they're doing. So very gently and with great care and love, you have to say, look, we're worried about you. We notice these changes. You have to get to your doctor, and it's best if older people don't go alone to their doctor, because there may be something that can be done. It may be a low thyroid or high blood sugar or too many pills. So on one hand, you don't want to be in denial and say, no, it's nothing, it's nothing. On the other hand, you don't want to be saying it's hopeless, there's nothing to be done, it's Alzheimer's disease, because we do find treatable and reversible conditions. Person has to go to their doctor, has to have a proper assessment, blood tests, brain imaging, because people with diabetes, for instance, can have strokes they're not even aware of. And if those strokes are found on the imaging, on the scans, then something can be done. So what does not help is to do these things, to confront the person, say, look, you're not remembering, try harder. The person isn't trying to do this. It doesn't help to belittle them or make them feel bad about it. There's still a stigma around aging and dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and people are very sensitive and very frightened because people know about dementia. They've seen Alzheimer's disease. They see people having to go into nursing homes and losing their license. It's a very scary thing. So it takes a lot of gentleness and support from a family and reassurance that the family is going to be there for them. Look, we're going to help you. We're going to find out what this is. We're going to get you through this and find out what can be done.
In your work that you do, Dr. Chertko, what progress is being made around cognitive decline and some things that people can be doing to perhaps slow its progress?
Well, this is a breakthrough decade. We're having breakthroughs in terms of diagnosis with new sorts of PET scans and now blood tests for Alzheimer's disease. So we can diagnose people much better than we could 20 years ago. We're understanding the different proteins in the brain and the difference. Not everyone's the same. We need precision medicine where treatments are geared for each individual. And this is going to be the decade where we finally have treatments to, I believe, slow and perhaps even stop progression. The first anti-amyloid drug was approved by Health Canada a few weeks ago. We're going to see more and better drugs coming over the next decade. So it's really important that there be doctors involved looking after patients with memory loss. The memory clinic in Saskatoon is very active. Andrew Kirk and his, Megan O'Connell and their team, who are part of our national CCNA, and they've developed very good methods for reaching out to people in the rural areas of Saskatchewan and offering them memory clinics and memory support. So there's just going to be new treatment, new diagnosis. Things are going to really change, and it's very exciting that finally we're going to be able to offer meaningful treatment for people with dementia. So it's essential that it be noted by families, that doctors get involved, that a diagnosis be made, because treatments are coming quite soon.
That's such a positive story that you've got there for us. So what about someone like myself? I'm 70 years of age, and I find myself at times thinking, gee, that doesn't seem right, or my brain doesn't seem to be reacting as quickly as it used to. Are there things I can be doing, be it exercises, games, whatever, to stave off, perhaps, or delay the onset of cognitive decline?
That's a great question, and a lot of progress is being made in the area of prevention. And what has been found is probably about half the cases of dementia could be prevented or mitigated by changes in lifestyle. So everybody, particularly people who have a family history and are therefore at somewhat higher risk of cognitive decline, there are things everyone should be doing. Let me just rhyme off a list of 5 or 10 of those. Exercise, the most important thing, the most validated thing, you're supposed to be getting 150 minutes a week of vigorous exercise. Those are the Canadian guidelines. If you're getting that exercise, you're taking 5 years off your brain age. So exercise, and getting your obesity, getting your weight down is the second most important. Avoiding things that are bad for your heart, because what's bad for the heart is bad for the brain. So smoking, cholesterol, high blood pressure, untreated diabetes, treating those is hugely important. Having cognitive stimulation, as you mentioned, doing an interesting job or puzzles or something that you like, playing bridge, it's very different. Find something that you like as you get older that stimulates your brain. And social activity. We now know that loneliness, depression, loss of sense of meaning in life, those are predictors of dementia. So that's not in a pill, but people have to remain socially active, get out of your apartment, even though it's cold, see your friends, see your family. And then there are other things, avoiding too much alcohol, flossing your teeth every day, treating depression. These are getting hearing aids. Anyone who has decreased hearing, getting hearing aids helps prevent dementia. So there's a whole list of things that people can do at any age to try and reduce their chances of getting cognitive impairment and dementia. So look on the internet at the Baycrest website. We've got a Dementia Prevention Center. We've made videos on 15 things you can do to help prevent dementia. And I hope everyone over the holidays and over the winter will be thinking of their brain and their brain health. Last thing I have to mention, avoiding brain injury, particularly for kids and teenagers. Hockey helmets, essential. Bicycling with helmets, avoiding getting knocked out and concussions and brain trauma, very important for your brain health 50 years later.
You have given us some wonderful information, Dr. Chertko, and I sure appreciate your time here today. People want to find out more about your Baycrest Health Sciences work. There's a website there they can go to.
Yeah, just do Google search Baycrest Health Sciences and put in Chertko Dementia Prevention. It'll get you to our videos, on little short videos on what you can do to help prevent cognitive decline with aging.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for your time. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, and I hope it stays not too cold out there.
Yeah, don't we all? Interesting fellow, Dr. Howard Chertko, talking about cognitive decline, and certainly a lot of his information gives you hope, doesn't it, that there are things that can be done, and as he's saying, more and more treatments coming online to help deal with people. And he's talking about the genetic side of it, and I was thinking about my own family. I'm the last of my line of family, my sisters and brothers, they're all gone. My parents, my dad died in his 70s. He didn't have any cognitive decline that I can recall. But my late mother, gosh, she lived to be 96. And yeah, the last couple of years of her life, a lot of dementia. You just never knew what you were going to get when you would see her, when you'd visit her. But so many families deal with that. And it's nice to know that more and more research being done, and perhaps some remedies, more and more of them coming our way. Brent Clough with you on this Christmas Eve edition of the Evan Bray Show. Thanks for being here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Good morning, Saskatchewan. Brent Lux, happy to be filling in on the Evan Bray Show, and sending good wishes, good vibes, positive stuff to Evan as he's been under the weather with a flu bug all week. Of course, he's taken a nice extended Christmas break, and he'll be back here the beginning of 2026. early January for the Evan Bray Show with Evan Bray on CJME Regina, CKOM Saskatoon. I learned something this week. You know, you heard the Pizza Pop recall. I was saying earlier, I remember I haven't probably eaten a Pizza Pop in 40 years. You know, I think most of us can relate when you're kids, teenagers especially. My gosh, I remember we used to go to the wholesale club and you'd buy Pizza Pops by the case and put them in your freezer and give it a week and the teenagers would have them all cleaned up. But I didn't mind even eating a Pizza Pop. Anyway, big recall of Pizza Pop. Across Canada, at least 20 people made sick, 4 people hospitalized from eating bad Pizza Pops. E. coli, the problem. And they're saying you can't tell if a Pizza Pop has E. coli. There's no funny smell. There's no rottenness to it. So they're basically telling people if you have got Pizza Pops in your fridge, your freezer, either throw them out or take them to the store that you bought them in. 5 of the sick people in Saskatchewan, and they're saying the age range of people who have fallen ill from this E. coli is anywhere from a 1-year-old up to an 87-year-old. But what I found out this week, thanks to a listener who texted me, did you know Pizza Pops originated in Winnipeg? A fellow in Winnipeg back in the 60s created the Pizza Pop, and he got the idea from Italian turnovers, you know, the big Italian, I don't know what they're even called, but he basically made them, you know, with a thinner covering, it had more sauce in them, and eventually the folks at Pillsbury came to him, and they bought it. They bought it from the guy. Started in 1964, the fellow by the name of Paul, I'm not sure on the pronunciation of the last name here, Paul Ferracci, we'll say. He ran a restaurant in Grand Beach, north of Winnipeg there, and he came up with these. He adapted the panzerotti, you know, the folded pizza, excuse me, making the crust thinner and putting more sauce and pepperoni in. And he did it for a number of years, and Pillsbury came calling in the 1980s and ended up buying the recipe and the name for it. But I do see that his nephew in Winnipeg has a food truck and is making the things according to the family's original recipe. That's kind of cool, huh? A lot of good things came out of Winnipeg. You know, I think about K-Tel. But again, if you have got the Pizza Pops in your fridge or freezer, don't eat them. Throw them out or take them back. Probably best to take them back to the store you bought them, and then you may get a credit for them at least. Good morning. It's Brent Laux filling in on the Evan Bray Show. The show goes until noon today, and then our Christmas programming kicks in at CJME and at CKOM. Boy, that Lotto Max jackpot. How many people are buying tickets today? And when you buy that ticket, do you think, should I buy one as a gift or should I just keep it for myself? No big winner last night. The jackpot stays at its peak of $80 million for the draw coming up on Friday. Although, I'll tell you, 15 people picked up $1 million prizes. Well, actually, I see a couple of them were split, but 15 of the max million dollar prizes were won in that draw last night. None in Saskatchewan. Boy, that'd be a life-changing thing to wake up to today, huh? To see you got a $1 million ticket in your hand. I know they'll never do it, but I'm kind of on the side of people that say, why don't they divvy up these big jackpots? You know, why not take an $80 million jackpot and do 81 million prizes? Even do it once. Why not try something like that? But I guess they probably sell more tickets. People like the idea of buying when the jackpot is as big as it gets at 80 million. So, for Friday, it'll be 80 million again and 46 of the max millions. And if lottery tickets are your thing, also for the Lotto 649 draw tonight, they have 15 guaranteed prizes of $100,000. So guaranteed, somebody that buys their Lotto 649 ticket today, guaranteed 15 of those people are going to get a nice Christmas present to the tune of $100,000. Yeah, you can tell I play the lotteries. Yeah, I don't play them a lot, but I probably buy a ticket at least once or twice a week. And I know there's a lot of people have been doing it too. I can't imagine adding up the total of all those lottery tickets that I've bought since the lotteries have been around. On the Evan Bray Show, coming up after 10 o'clock, Evan has a conversation with Stephen Hussar. Stephen is an actor, a movie producer, and he's from Saskatoon. Back here for Christmas And he's got a new Hallmark Christmas movie. Yep. I was looking at it. I don't think I'll watch the movie. I'm just not a Hallmark guy, but he's a pretty handsome fellow. And we'll talk a little bit about the Hallmark movies. Man, they are just the factory of movies when it comes time to have the Christmas season and something to watch. More on that. The Evan Bray Show continues up till noon today on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.